Madtown's number one for hits and hip-hop. 93.1 Jams, Fusion in the Afternoons. Got a couple special guests in the studio today. My man Giovanni and Jackson. Jackson Yardcare, how y'all doing?
Man, we doing wonderful. How you doing, DJ Fusion?
Doing excellent, man. It's a pleasure to have you and Giovanni in the studio today. And,
well, I appreciate that.
Man, y'all always putting on for the community. And February 19th, you got something coming up. It's a workforce development program. Tell me a little bit about what the plan is and what inspired this.
Well, first of all, thank you for asking, man. And you know, I'm really big on giving to my community. I've always been a really community leader out there. Just to get straight to the nuts and bolts, man. So last year was one of our toughest, roughest employment seasons that we ever had.
Okay.
So I was hearing about it throughout my 14 years of business. I've really never experienced it. So going through that trauma in business, it really led me to believe that we have a real big problem in our industry.
And you can do something to address that, not only for you, but for others.
Correct. And that's exactly what I did. So I sat back and I actually had this plan, and it wasn't going to be where I took it today, but it was definitely to bring people in and teach them some of the skills and processes that our industry go through.
Okay.
So I'm really blessed to kind of take it where I decided to take it to, because it's really bigger than just JYC. It's
the
industry itself.
Okay, so you're doing a workforce development program. Essentially, you're looking for adults, teens, maybe even youth that want to learn about lawn care, landscaping, and, you know, maybe, you know, see a little bit about what you do every day in, day out.
Yeah, so we really targeting adults. But we're also having an apprenticeship program that's going to launch too. And they're going to shadow and they're going to get taught to trade. And also learn, for some students, they can earn credits as well.
Really?
Because we're working with we're working with high schoolers so they can earn credits in the summertime.
Wow, that's awesome, man. Yep. That's awesome. You know, community forward, definitely over at JYC. That's what's up. What inspired you to kind of, well, you were saying it was a lack of workforce last year that kind of led to doing this?
Yeah, so that's where it was at. So when we took our rough hit, that's exactly where we left off, because I was so frustrated in figuring out what was the cause, what was the reason of us having that bad year with employment. And when I finally realized was when I was talking to my other partners that was in the game is, guys that was unskilled, guys was untrained, not trained properly. And I looked back and I said, oh man, I did kick back off my training program that I normally do every season for everything that we do, right?
Right.
So when I took the back seat on that, I realized that's the major problem, because every year that I was in business, I always had training programs and I always trained my staff well. So therefore, when we go into the season, we have a good success record. And this year we didn't. So when I looked back and I looked at that data, I said, oh my God,
training
is so important.
It really is, though. Not just even in yard care, and everything.
And everything.
You got to set people up for success for the future and make sure that they have confidence and the ability to move forward.
Correct, Fusion. That's the reason why we do the things that we do.
All right. So if anybody's interested in signing up or learning more about the program, how does Madtown tap in?
So we're gonna have it on our website, on our Jackson Yardcare website.
Okay.
So look forward to see that. We're re-updating our website so we can have a page that's dedicated just to our workforce. And Giovanni said,
Hurry up,
because the people gotta understand. If you can hear them in the background.
All right. So when it comes to the workforce development program, how long does it run, and what's the average? Session or class gonna be like?
Man, that's a great question, because that's probably what everybody want to know.
Yeah.
So what I did was I moved this in a month long session.
Okay.
3 days a week, about 4 to 5 hours of class session. And what we're going to touch base on is like the literacy aspect and also the hands-on aspect. So when you're done with our class, not only is you going to look learn a boatload of landscape and lawn care skills. We're also going to be diving into some of the hardscaping. You're gonna build a whole retainer wall set patio. So at the end, you'll see something and say, "Yeah, we did that." Yeah, so that's really dope.
Man, that's awesome. And I mean, the best part of learning, in my opinion, is hands-on learning. Because someone can tell you something until they're blue in the face, until your ears are hurting. But if you don't really put your hands on it, if you don't really dig in, how do you really know that you know it?
You don't, unless you get that hands-on experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does jobs always tell you? Do you have experience?
Then you need it. And if you don't have it, then you often get looked over.
Yes, sir.
And this is cool because you're not just doing it as a resource for your own company. You're doing it for the lawn care community, for people that want to maybe learn how to take better care of their own, or someone who wants to start their own business, or maybe someone who is going to be working at JYC Yard Care.
Or if anybody goes to anybody else's business, like, you know, we only can hold so many staff.
Right.
Our mission is only is so many. So we're looking to get partners in so people can have, that great feeling that people are out there being trained, and we do have somewhere to go to get people. So that's another good thing about the local businesses that's in the lawn care industry.
Creating a job pool.
Yeah, this really is creating a job pool for everybody to get involved and say, you know what, it's going down at JYC, and I'm excited for it because at the end of the day, we got something to look forward to for a man pool to get involved in our industry.
Well, I mean, I think every industry since 2020 has been struggling with employment. I mean, if you look at even just our local landscape, I mean, Woodman's ain't open 24 no more. Walmart's not open 24 no more.
Like, I didn't even know that.
You know what I mean? Like, everything's still closing at midnight. People are understaffed, like closing early, restaurants offering short menus because they can't get staff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's something that I think the example that you're setting right now, like, really speaks volumes to what our community needs.
Yeah, I believe so too, man. I really didn't get no sleep some nights overthinking this. And I really landed on the right stoop, like, because at the end of the day, it's for the people and it's for the community, right? And it's also for the workforce development. And another thing that we wanted to tap in and give somebody the opportunity to get in a program to have something to do, right? Because that's important, because without having something to do, without opening up new programs, then people are out there just lost in this world. And if they ain't got no job because they ain't got no experience, then what do we have? We have our crime rate going up. So that's a big issue. So creating programs like this, or any programs that you can get people in, is a big plus to the community. So that's, you know, it works all the way around the clock.
And the best part about this program, you know, with JYC Yard Care's Workforce Development Program, is it's free.
It is absolutely free to the people that come and get accepted into the program.
All right, so where's it located? Will you be doing it at your home office?
Oh, yeah, so it's going to be at 922 South Bird Street, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Please come to the orientations, because it's going to have an orientation pre-classes, so we can make sure that you're the right fit and we're the right fit for you.
Okay, that's what's up, man. First session is coming up here in just a few days. When's this kicking off?
Oh, man, I'm excited for this. So the orientation, the first orientation to the JYC Workforce Development, is on February 19th at 5 p.m.
Okay. And if people want to get into that, your website is the best place to sign up?
Yeah, well, not exactly right now. You can just reach us on the telephone and send us an email at jacksonsyardcare.com. It's not currently set up right now.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, just come to the 19th and you can hear a lot more until we get our website all together. It's in progress. So don't you worry. It's going to be there within some short time now.
All right. One more time, you want to throw out your email and telephone number for people to reach out for Jackson's Yard Care Workforce Development Program?
Yeah, it's jacksonsyardcare.com. And the email is jacksonsyardcarellc.com. Well, I mean, it's Jackson's Yard Care, LLC at gmail.com.
That's beautiful, man. Our largest black-owned landscaping business in the 608, Jackson's Yard Care. You have the right to a beautiful lawn, Madtown. Come on and hit up Jackson.
Come on now. Action Jackson's in the house for you.
Real quick, give me a 30-second recap of all the services that are happening over at JYC right now.
All right. We got concrete curbing, as we all love.
The hottest thing in lawn care right now.
Absolutely beautiful. And then we got all-around landscape service, and same as lawn care services, and we do gutter services. And we also just put out a trash removal, junk removal commercial not too long ago. And let me see, without power washing is big, because without cleaning off those surfaces, you're gonna have mold all on your
stuff.
You don't want that.
And they also keep them driveways and city streets clean in the wintertime too.
Oh my God! So we in the wintertime now. So yes, sir, we definitely do snow removal and snow plowing for you.
It doesn't feel like it right now because there's no snow out there. But I know some more is coming this week, so hit up Jackson.
3.1 inches on Thursday.
He even knows Giovanni, like, yep, he got it. All right, Madtown, tap in with Jackson Yard Care, February 19th, 5 p.m.?
5 p.m., Fusion.
And it's out in Sun Prairie, 922 South Bird?
No, that's where the class is going to be held at.
Okay.
So it's on February 19th.
He's making sure we're getting it right.
Yeah. Calm down. February 19th at the Urban League, 2222 Park Street at 5 p.m.
And that's the orientation for the
that's
first?
That's the orientation. All
right.
So all our orientation will probably be hosted at the Urban League, probably at the Hub once it gets fully established. But for right now, it's at the Urban League right across the street.
Well, that's a beautiful location, doing beautiful things for our community. And the same with you, Jackson and Giovanni, in the studio today. February 19th, the first of many workforce development programs that are free for the community.
Yep.
My man.
Excited.
It is. I appreciate that too, man. Thank you for coming through and sharing.
Appreciate you, DJ.
All right. Learn more about the workforce development program at madtownjams.com.